Don't you think a cherry is an odd finishing touch for a sundae?
Well, you know, the old saying, cherry on top. So I think it comes from that. But yeah, I guess it is.
I've got a question for you. Is it false or true? Is it fill in the blank? Are there options to rank? Nothing serious. Mostly just curious. Mona and Derek's quiz show.
Welcome to Mona and Derek's quiz show. I'm Mona.
I'm Derek, and we're online. www.thispodcast. Here we are. Yeah. And we're up and running.
That's not accurate. We are a quiz show out of Des Moines, Iowa. We live together, married, kids, all the things.
Broadcasting internationally here.
Yeah.
Over the magic of the AOL.
Okay. I'd well, like so anyways, we have a quiz show, and today we have a special guest, baby brother Willie Muse. Here he is.
He's sitting in.
It's me.
He's not sitting in, but he's over there.
I'm sitting.
Well, so Willie's been on the show before. He's my brother.
He was on the very first
Derek's
episode.
Friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was on the
brother,
episode.
He's my brother, but Derek's friend.
We discussed Derek's Craigslist clamps notifications that he gets those emails a lot, and I just like to update everybody. Was this 24 episodes in?
Yes, 25 maybe.
Still hot for clams. Many emails.
I'm actually not that hot for them because now at this point, it's just like one of those things that just comes in and I just dismiss. I don't even look at them anymore.
But you could cancel the...
But actually, when you posted that photo on the Instagram, I looked underneath and it said like woodworking shop closing sale or something. I was like, oh dang, I should click on that one.
Oh, well, maybe you should go to that.
Yeah, so
I mean, we could probably find it pretty easily on Craigslist by typing the word clamp.
My notification's still on my phone here somewhere.
Okay, don't read it while we're doing it. You want to read it out loud to the people?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, we usually talk about something at the beginning. I had to call CenturyLink, our internet, today because the internet went out.
We're sitting here watching cartoons in the morning, and all of a sudden it just goes black on us.
Yes.
We had to turn on the real TV and just get the luck of the draw, whatever was on.
Thank you, public television.
Yeah, I think it was a good show. What was it, Molly of Denali?
No, it was Nature Cat.
Nature Cat.
Okay, so anyways, though, I just wanted to tell you two and the people of the pod world that if you call CenturyLink, what do you call the voice that the robot that answers the phone?
Operator. Yeah.
The robot 6, operator is an angsty
robot
dude. He's like, thanks so much. Like, he's like a surfer.
That doesn't sound angsty.
No, he's not angsty. I was thinking of a teen. He's like a...
He sounds horny.
He's like...
He's a horny... No, he's not horny. He's...
He answers and he goes, what?
Yeah, like that. No, he's just like, oh, thanks for waiting. And it's like, whoa. Want you to think that like...
You're still
a young,
here?
A young a-hole is like in charge of your internet because old people call and they're like, my internet's not working, and they just
That sucks. Your net's down, dude. Let me see what I can do.
What if they use like an old person robot instead? And so they come on and they're like, what?
Internet.
Who? Century, what?
Yeah.
So you can't use your phone? What is it?
Yeah, wow, that would send you into a rage.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wanted to tell you that. And then I looked up some of the most exciting Wikipedia changes. You know how people can change Wikipedia to be not correct?
Yeah, it always blows my mind that it is correct, usually, when you go there. It's like, this is open for anybody to make changes. Why is this not just fart jokes top to bottom?
Well, so
a lot of them you have to have access.
Yeah, like, somebody said they got banned from Wikipedia for making all the verbs on Ray Romano's page hypothetical. And I just want to read you this because I think it's brilliant.
What does that even mean?
Raymond Albert Ray Romano could be an American actor, stand-up comedian, screenwriter, and voice actor. He might have been known for his role on the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond, which he could have received an Emmy Award. And as the voice of Manny in the Ice Age film series, he may have created and starred in the TNT comedy drama Men of a Certain Age. Romano could have possibly had a recurring role in Parenthood. All right, I led with the best
that's
one.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
That's very good.
Okay, so there's someone who successfully claims to have successfully changed a band's bio. It's like somebody in the UK said they couldn't get into a show and that they changed the band bio to say he was their cousin.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and then they
good
got,
ideas.
He got on the list. It was sold out and he right. You know, what's true on the internet?
That's very smart.
Okay, I'd like to read you about tubes. Okay, so it says tube. Construction and mechanics. Tube. A long, hollow cylinder used for moving fluids. Tube. Building designed to act like a hollow cylinder. Inner tube, it explains. Pneumatic tube. Structural tubing. And then the last thing is snakes. Long frog tubes. That was pretty funny.
That's very good.
Okay.
You got some wicked rascals out
I
there
know,
stirring up trouble.
The writer's block, it just says writer's block and there's nothing written about it. Pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good.
Wow.
And then finally, Katie Ledecky, the swimming gold medalist, it says she was spawned in the bowels of Poseidon. Anyways.
Love it.
If you have any good Wikipedia finds,
you ever
pranks,
gotten there and hacked it up?
Or do one and send it to us.
Yeah.
We'll, if it's funny, we'll talk about it.
I mean,
have to get approved.
Okay, so you just try to change it and then somebody reviews it and they're like, okay, we'll allow it.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a, you sacrifice your yourself for the cause of being
so
a hoot.
They could execute you if you
no,
don't do it correctly.
But Ray Romano guy said he got banned.
Well,
when really
true, yeah.
He should be given a medal.
So probably the more obscure you go, the easier it's going to be.
Yeah, I wonder if Tube is still on
so if
there.
If you find your buddy's band or something, the Wikipedia employees probably aren't going to know if it's true or not.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if the Leslie the Lies Wikipedia is accurate.
Is there one?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so... I got a game, and then I thought that both of you could just throw in your guesses on each question. Does that work?
Love it.
Yeah,
I guess so. My game's called Who Rocked the Stock? And it's about Woodstock Festival through the ages, and particularly about the lineup. So each question, I'm going to list four bands, and you have to identify the band that did not play at this festival.
Oh.
And I've got a... three rounds for each Woodstock. So we got 69, 94, and 99, the years which...
Okay, the best ones.
Which the Stocks happen. So we're going to start here with the original, Summer of Love, Woodstock 69. Over 400,000 people flocked to this dairy farm to see some of the greatest rock and roll of all time.
Eat some cheese.
They ate some cheese. Much more people than expected. Everybody knows about this one. The first round of bands, which of these did not play at the original Woodstock? Santana, Bob Dylan, The Grateful Dead, or Sha Na Na?
My guess is The Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead for Mona. Willie, what are you thinking?
Wait, who is the second one again?
Bob Dylan.
I think Bobby played. I think Santana played. I have a strange feeling that Sha Na Na played.
Me too. Me too.
I don't know why. I'm going to double down on the dead.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan did not play.
Oh, dang it.
Despite the fact that he lived, I think he lived in Woodstock at the time or very close, but he had his motorcycle accident in like 66 or something. So during this time period, he wasn't playing much. But Sha Na Na played, they formed that year, apparently, and happened to just like get on some big shows. And then like the promoter of Woodstock found out about them and put them on. So they were like a brand new band, and that was like their big break, was playing Woodstock.
Wait, will someone explain Sha Na Na to me?
They were like a 50s rock, like throwback thing.
Yeah. It's like a novelty
band? In the
band?
Late 60s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's like, what I thought.
Like Bad Beach Boys.
Huh. Right?
Yeah. I think what's so. Their... I was thinking more like a leather jacket, like Happy Days.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh,
okay, sure.
Okay.
But honestly, I don't think I've ever heard Sha Na Na.
I can't tell you what their songs are.
Yeah. Well, we'll pull up a video and we'll put a clip on
Sha-na-na,
the Instagram.
Okay. Not for me.
Sha Na Na for you. All right, the next round. Which of these ones was not invited to the stock?
94.
The Byrds, Creedence Clearwater Revival, The Who, or Jefferson Airplane?
Oh, this is still 69.
This is still 69, yep. I got three rounds for each fest.
Oh. Wait, can you say them again?
Byrds.
Byrds, Creedence, The Who, or Jefferson Airplane?
I'm going to say The Who didn't play.
The Who did play. The Byrds was the right one.
Oh,
Mona
yes.
got it.
Dang it.
Damn Byrds weren't on there, May. They were too busy flying.
It's with a Y.
It's with a Y,
He
yeah.
was confused.
Not to be confused.
The Byrds.
They did show the Alfred Hitchcock film, The Byrds, but the band didn't play.
All right.
Okay. And to round off the 69, which ones of these did not play? Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, The Band, Blood, Sweat & Tears, or Earth, Wind & Fire?
Blood, Sweat & Tears, right, Will? Or do you think it was The Band?
I'm going to say it was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, because only Crosby, Stills, and Nash played.
Ooh, Young was there, I believe. Earth, Wind & Fire was not playing.
Okay, well...
But
we
I
don't
could be wrong
history.
On the technicality. Maybe not.
No,
maybe Young
was. I thought that was maybe the prank.
Yeah, like you were pulling a fast one.
I thought I was pulling a fastball.
But I don't think it's necessary because we just don't know. We need to watch Ken Burns Woodstock documentary. Is there one?
I don't think there's a Burns, but there's a famous documentary about it.
I'd like Ken Burns to do one though.
I would too. Yeah. In the spirit of the Civil War documentary.
yeah,
and it's Ken...
It's like old-timey letters that somebody wrote home to their
really bad
wife
graphics.
From...
Yeah,
I was going to say, I need the photos to move across the screen with the Ken Burns effect.
We've run out of marijuana. And the last band that played was a 50s throwback. I
the
can't
mud
stand
is
this festival.
Everywhere.
We've done so many drugs that the throwback band really threw us all off.
A young man named Hendrix went on this morning and lit his guitar aflame. Did he light it on fire at Woodstock? Maybe not.
I think so.
He did the Star Spangled Banner, right?
Oh.
Well, should we hop ahead to 1994 here?
Yeah, 94. I actually think I might be worse at that one.
Well, yeah, this is the most obscure one, I'd say. None of them were really obscure. These are quite... A high-profile fest, but they brought it back in 94. I can't remember what town it was in, but it was close to the original site, but not there. You know, a couple hundred miles away.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know that much about this one. So which of these bands did not play? Blues Traveler, Sheryl Crow, Guns N' Roses, or Aerosmith?
Sheryl Crow.
Quite a different vibe at this one.
Blues Traveler.
Those are both incorrect. Guns N' Roses was not in attendance.
Wait.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes sense.
Well, so they were actually asked to appear at the festival, but the band declined due to internal problems as well as feeling that the concert was too commercial.
GI problems?
Yeah, GI problems.
Internal, yeah. Yeah, one of them had hemorrhoids. However, lead guitarist Slash did make an appearance with Paul Rodgers. I don't know who that is.
I don't know what that means.
He brought Slash up there. All right, next round. Which of these did not appear? Cypress Hill, Nine Inch Nails, Nirvana, or Salt and Peppa?
Nine Inch Nails.
Salt and Peppa.
Nirvana was the correct answer. Mr. Cobain passed away 4 months before the festival.
Oh, man.
So it would have literally been impossible, you guys.
Wow, we are nailing
this. How would you
this.
Expect him to play? He's not even living.
I wonder if our listeners are having any more success.
They're all I thought you were going to say, are having any fun? Is this fun? This is fun, right?
This is fun. No, don't worry.
All right. Last one for 94. Peter Gabriel, Green Day, Bob Dylan, or Johnny Cash? Who did not play this Rockin' Fest?
Bob Dylan.
I'm going to say Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan did play this one, believe it or not. Mr. Johnny Cash was not on here.
Oh, man. That Despite, makes way more sense.
He was invited exactly. to perform on the last day of Woodstock, but he learned that he would not be appearing on the main stage, so he declined to play.
Oh.
So
that's cool.
Cash wasn't getting... Because right. at this time, he was the only living person that was inducted in both the Country and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He said, I'm a main stage or no stage?
I'm a friggin' main stage act. You guys got Godsmack up there.
All right, 99.
No,
is...
actually, Godsmack wasn't on this
is
one.
This is Spoiler the good alert. One.
Yeah, so
this is
99.
The bad one. No.
They bring well, yeah, this is the bad one.
This is
they bring
the
it back
festival.
In Rome, New York this time. MTV covered the festival extensively.
Uh-huh.
And there was live footage of the whole thing available on pay-per-view.
Oh, I already have Limp Bizkit stuck in my head.
Well, you already did before this, right?
That's true.
Because it's just one of those days. And this is probably why there's a huge amount of footage on YouTube of the festival, which I've definitely gone down that rabbit hole multiple mm-hmm. times. But the thing famously devolved into chaos, violence, fires, you know, real bad stuff. So it was a horrible thing, but also a fascinating little time capsule of that time where culture was absolutely nuts. So... Way to hear this mishmash of bands that was playing this thing and see if you can determine who was not. First one, Creed, James Brown, Korn, or Al Green?
Al Green? I think Al
Creed.
Green.
I'm going to say Creed.
Creed did perform. Oh. And fun fact about Creed said they brought out Robbie Krieger from The Doors to play, what's the song, Highway Blues or whatever.
I don't know.
And he was wearing an Undertaker shirt, Krieger was, which Elliot just sent me a picture of today. Al Green is the one who did not play.
Yes.
And this funny little blurb about that, well, it's not funny, but I was like, wait, what? And I had to look into it. It says he backed out after John F. Kennedy Jr.'s death from a plane crash had recently happened. And then... Once I read into it more, it was that Al Green was supposed to fly on a small private jet.
Ah.
And he must have been freaked out after JFK Jr. went down.
Understandable.
But as we know, JFK Jr. is actually still alive and he is QAnon, so that was false information. Just joking.
That was a joke, everyone.
All right, the next round of bands. Who was not on there? Godsmack, Willie Nelson, Blink 182, or Alanis Morissette?
Okay, hold on, Mo. I know.
Okay, I think he said Godsmack, didn't he?
He did say Godsmack did play.
Okay.
Yeah, that was.
I think
I could see Willie Nelson playing.
I know, but did Blink not play? Maybe. I thought Alanis did play, but maybe she didn't.
She?
Oh, man.
My guess is Alanis didn't play.
I'm going to say Willie.
Okay.
You should have gone with your instinct, Willie. It's Blink 182.
Ah,
did not
man.
Why not?
I think they were on the Warped Tour that summer.
Oh. Wait.
Whoa,
so they
man.
Had a. I also, that was right before, I think, Enema of the State came out. So I don't
okay.
think Blink was quite.
Yeah,
in
that
the mainstream
was in
consciousness at that time.
I think, or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
They hadn't changed
on,
the world.
They were still
yet.
On Dude Ranch, yeah.
Yeah, they hadn't shattered the realms of possibility in rock and roll. All right, last round. You guys are doing great so far. Let's see if you can bring it all back home. Insane Clown Posse, Jeff Beck, Jewel, Elvis Costello.
Okay,
I know ICP played, and I know Jewel played.
That's awesome. Okay, that was my confirmation. Jeff Beck, and who was the last one?
Played together. Just kidding. Elvis Costello.
Oh.
I bet Elvis Costello didn't play.
I'm going to say Jeff Beck.
Beck is correct.
Finally, I got one.
He got it. Nailed it at the end for all the marbles. Jeff Beck was scheduled to play, but backed out at the last minute due to scheduling conflicts, which is kind of funny when you're at a huge festival, just like, yeah. I got another thing. But he was also scheduled on the original Woodstock in 69, and his band broke up the week before. So,
whoa.
I think he was probably the only person to cancel on both 69 and 99.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And there were no bands that played both the original and 99, but a couple individual people did. Like John Entwistle from The Who played on both. Mm. Somebody else, I can't remember. Anyway.
All right. Well,
wow.
That was long.
I have a game called Wait, What's It? It's
Wait, What's It?
Wait, What's It?
Wait, What's It?
Cause
turn this into a Who's on First. Wait, What's It?
Wait, What's It?
And
it
then
is.
She's like, wait, What's It? Like, well, wait, What's It?
It's song lyrics that people mishear. I'm going to tell you what they're. Well, here's the first example. I want to hold your ham. So you're going to tell me what the song is and the band.
Do people really think that one is what it says?
That's why I made it first, because okay. I can't believe it. Some of them, I think, is pushing it. Okay, yeah. So I think we might need to go back and forth. Like, you can help each other, but maybe we take turns with the first guest.
Okay.
Derek,
you go first.
Willie, saving his life from this warm sausage tea.
I got it.
You got
He's
it?
Laughing.
Yep.
Give me a hint.
Well, tell him the band and see if he can think of it.
Okay, Queen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay. So what do you guys think the real lyrics are?
Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Very good. Hey. Okay.
I was going to say saving his life, so that's...
Okay, so
I was wrong.
I have 9 more of these. Dancing Queen, Feel the Beat from the Tangerine.
That's obviously ABBA, Dancing Queen. Tambourine, right?
Yes.
Feel the Beat from the Tambourine.
Mm. All right. And Willie, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese. So stupid. I'm sorry.
Sweet Dreams are made of these? Is it these? Or
it's obviously beans.
Which, it's funny because the song, that's the lyrics you just said, and the songs are Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Right.
Which is by
Wait,
the...
Wait, what's...
Do you know what band it is?
Well, Marilyn Manson wrote it.
It's
no.
Then it was later covered by...
Cranberries?
Eurythmics? Yeah, the
Eurythmics.
Yes.
The Eurythmics, yeah, sorry. Cranberries are... Yeah, right, sorry.
Okay, and we have I Can See Clearly Now, Lorraine Is Gone.
This was written by John Bobbitt. Just kidding, Lorraine Bobbitt. Anybody get that one?
No,
I do now.
We did not.
Nobody remembers the Lorraine Bobbitt
song. Your new nickname should be Stretch Armstrong, because you stretch. You stretch.
I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Jimmy Cliff?
Johnny Nash, it says.
Johnny Nash.
But I think there's a Jimmy Cliff version I know.
What's it?
What's it now? Wait, what's it?
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, what's it?
Johnny
Wait, what's
Nash.
It? Okay, Willie.
Oh, the guy that started Nashville, right?
How about Papa Dom Peach?
Papa John's
Papa
Pizza.
Dom Peach.
Papa Dom
Papa
Peach.
Papa Dom Preach.
Yes.
Madonna.
Yes.
Wait, wasn't that the like breakthrough single cover of Ozzy's Daughter?
Yes,
oh,
Kelly
right.
Osbourne.
Yeah, I was trying to remember.
Yeah, I feel like
that.
We watched that over and over again.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
It was real bad. Okay. It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
Doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. John Bon Jovi?
Yes.
Living on a Prayer?
Yes.
Nice.
Heyo.
Okay.
Did Weird Al do a version of that? Living. Or no, he did Living in the Fridge. Living on the Edge.
Yeah.
All right. Then I saw her face. Now I'm going to leave her.
Well, that, of course, is the Shrek soundtrack. And Now I'm a Believer, written by Shrek himself, the king of goatees.
Yeah, there you go. The monkeys, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
So they were recently selling some of the like rights to the Shrek soundtrack for like $2 million or something, and because it still makes so much money every year, like you would get the payout from like Spotify and all those things. It's pretty weird thing.
Are you thinking about getting it?
Yeah, I'm saving up.
Should we go in on it?
Yeah, like I'm doing some investing, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Stocks? No, Shreks.
I have two more.
Shreks and balances.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
All right. Kicking your cat all over the place.
Yeah, that's another Queen. We Will Rock You. Kicking your can, is it?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a weird lyric. What are you doing kicking a can?
And finally, by the way, I have about 20 more of these, so they will be back.
Oh, but, yes. This is a very fun game.
Let's pee in the corner. Let's pee in the spotlight.
I was trying to think of a way to integrate pee into losing my religion, but I couldn't do it. That's
losing my urine again.
It's that's Pete in the corner peeing in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, it's that's me.
Okay.
That's me.
Did great, guys.
Thank you so much. That was very fun.
That was a very good game.
Thank you. Well, that's the end of Waits, What's It? And that's the end of the show. Willie, do you have anything to plug? Hey, your suit.
Besides your bathtub.
Can we just talk about how you designed a suit that's in the Smithsonian?
Yeah. It's so wild. The best
part
about it.
Can you tell that story real quick?
A guy from the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. I believe from New Jersey. He bought a J. Crew suit off the sale rack and wore it during the insurrection at the Capitol. And there's a very famous photo of him picking up trash at the Capitol later that day. And then he wore it later to the inauguration. And then the Smithsonian asked him for it because they were collecting things from that event, from everything that happened surrounding it. And so now that suit that I designed is in the Smithsonian. But in all the articles where they're asking him about it, he's just talking about how like cheap and crappy the suit is. He's just like, why would anyone want this suit? I got off the sale rack at J. Crew.
Oh my gosh.
Just going to throw it in the trash, but the Smithsonian wants it.
It's very funny.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
I don't have anything in the Smithsonian.
The only thing I have to plug is my one sound effect. Can I do it?
Yes. Willie's got a great impression here.
But the funny thing is, how do they know that you're not doing it? He's not doing it.
We'll explain after.
Yeah, see, the problem is that everyone thinks I am doing it.
It's such an impressive sound effect that it seems like you're doing that.
Should we let them peek behind the curtain and explain what that actually was?
I forgot to use the fake lighter noise at the beginning.
We could edit it if you want to do it again.
No, it's okay. that's just a little water and a gap in my front teeth, my friends.
Yay!
But I bet you thought he was ripping a bong, didn't you?
A big one.
Call off the cops. They don't need to come. He's not doing anything illegal.
Thanks for coming, Willie.
I didn't go anywhere. I'm in my house.
Thanks for opening your laptop.
Thank you.
It was already open.
Darn it, you didn't do anything for us.
Well, he did a sound effect. I wonder how many times he did it before he got on.
This microphone was not previously out of a cabinet. So yeah, I did that for you.
Thanks for listening to Mona and Derek's quiz show. We appreciate your listening. We have great ratings on Apple Pods. If you want to add another one, we'd like it.
We sure wouldn't turn you down.
Tell your friends. I said this last time, but my sister was in town and she said, wait, you have a podcast? So maybe I need to tell a couple of people I know too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's on me. It's on me.
Take our own advice, you know what I mean? We could be out there flying cars at the local farmer's market.
I think we should cover one of your cars in one of those big vinyl wraps that's your face.
That's a good idea.
Oh my gosh, wait, what was that car we saw in Ames?
Oh, we saw a car that was painted like chrome.
The whole
car was shiny chrome.
Whoa.
Paint.
It hurts your eyes.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's legal. It's like
it didn't seem
reflective
safe.
As you're driving down the road.
It was for a car dealership.
Yeah, maybe they leave it at the dealership. Anyways, if you'd like to support the show financially, you can just throw money out of your moving car in front of our house. Or you could go to RamonaMuseLambert.com and pick up some merchandise. We got some hot stuff over there, folks.
And we have had a nice trickle in of orders, so thank you all for that.
Yeah.
We sold quite a few smut shirts after last week's smut segment. There's still more. So
you just drop the word smut and they come running.
Yeah, so thank you. And if you want to send us an email, monaanddereksquizshow@gmail.com, and we have a Instagram that we update.
That's right.
And so we really appreciate our fan base, but it seems like there's it's all our friends, but thanks to everybody who's been listening so diligently.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening.
Later, skaters.
Later, skaters.
Well, there was actually this woman that used to work at a famous ice cream shop, and her name was Mary, and she always wore chinos pants. So it was Mary's chino cherries that she would kind of make when she was wearing them.
And well, she would make cherry sauce by filling up her pants with cherries, and then they'd swing them around on the pan for a while until the juice came out.
Made Mary's chinos cherries.
Yeah.
And why did those end up on the sundaes, though?
Well,
that's what I want to know, guys.
Well, they would put the sundaes around the room on the top of the ledge, you know? And then when they taped the chinos to the ceiling fan to get the juice out, they ripped one time and all the cherries went on all the sundaes and the cherry on top.
And then, she said, cherry on top. And then they were like, we can't sell these. And then people came in and they were so desperate for a sundae that they were like, I don't care, I'll eat anything.
I'll eat
even the one with the cherry.
I know I'm supposed to be yes
and Those are Mary's anding. Chino's cherries.
But are they making bulk sundaes?
No, they make them the night before.
Yeah. Well, because there was...
Is it in a freezer?
No. They'd be completely melted by the next
world,
morning.
The world was much cooler back then.
Yeah, this is before global warming, so there was no heat yet.
People liked ice cream soup, so that was the point.
Right.
No, they did it at night when the sun went down, and then, you know.
And what was the name of the ice cream shop?
Jason's
Deli.
You mean Jason's Deli that's down the street?